Blog Talk Radio.
My radio show started.
Oh my goodness, you know, when I really think about
What a magnificent thing it is. It's better than the internet. It's better than, praise the Lamb of God, any kind of wireless device that you can have. It's wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't need a phone. You don't need a hotspot. All you have to do is, you are the hotspot by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And He downloads into us and gives us words for His people. Yesterday was a wonderful day here on the show with our prophets and prophetess, praise the Lamb of God, that participated on the show yesterday, sharing a word with the people of God. And I thank and praise God for each and every one of them, praise the Lamb of God, that was here with us on yesterday. You and you are a blessing, praise the Lamb of God, to this show just by tuning in. And if you're listening via the internet today, I want you, praise the Lamb of God, to call in today and be a part of our live studio at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. Be a part of our live studio, praise the Lamb of God, and come in and enjoy conversation, praise the Lamb of God, and dialogue with us as we, of course, talk about Jesus. As my grandmama would say, Jesus Nim. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we talk about Jesus and His disciples and the Holy Spirit and all, praise the Lamb of God, that He has given us, hallelujah, in this season. I tell you what a wonderful, wonderful God He is. I'm glad He's my God. He's my King. Even early this morning in prayer, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, praying for you and you, praise the Lord. Praying for PSM, praying for Truth Christian Assembly, praying for my bishop, yes, my bishop, praise the Lamb, Bishop William H. Murphy Jr., his family, calling our children's names out before the Lord, praying for the state, Bishop DeVay Myatt, hallelujah, and many others, people of God, hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, just to feel the presence of the Lord fresh in the morning, praise, like the dew in the morning, just to feel His presence, just to feel the move of God on your heart, hallelujah, is a wonderful and amazing thing. And I thank and praise God, praise the Lamb, that I am in a position as a recipient, praise the Lamb, of His power, His presence, and His prophetic word, that God loves me just that much. I love you. I love you, and I love you, and I love you too. I love all of you today, and I bless God for you. Today is our prayer day, praise the Lamb of God, and intercession is here, praise the Lamb of God for us. Hallelujah, interceding one for another, and I thank and praise God that we have capable intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A boy to intercede for us and be a part of what we're doing here. Praise God. Hallelujah. People of God, I want to say to you in this fast, praise the Lamb of God, that we have undertaken. I think this is the 40th day. Praise God. We are right, praise the Lamb of God, at home stretch on our way, praise the Lamb, to the finishing line. Hallelujah. And Tuesday after next, we're going to gather at the Truth Church. All of you are invited, praise the Lamb of God, for one night of Pentecostal power, one night of glory. On not this Tuesday coming, the following Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God. And you are all invited to come and share with us, praise the Lamb of God, week after next, hallelujah, as we climax this wonderful, wonderful, it's going to be a wonderful time, a prophetic flow, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the word of God is going to come forth, praise and worship is going to come forth, hallelujah, and we're just going to have a time in God. I am going to be there ministering to you, praise the Lamb of God, laying hands, anointing with oil, praise the Lamb, imparting spiritual gifts, praise the Lord, and I want you to be a part, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of that experience, that Pentecostal power hour on Tuesday after next at the Truth Church there in Dearborn, Michigan, praise the Lamb of God, in Dearborn, Michigan, hallelujah, oh my goodness gracious, people of God, from Dearborn, Michigan, on Ford Road, praise the Lamb of God, right at Telegraph, a few blocks, praise the Lamb of God, west of Telegraph Road, right there at Silvery Lane. Silvery Lane and Ford Road, just west of Telegraph, praise God, at 7 o'clock in the evening. We're going to have some Pentecostal power, praise the Lamb of God, Tuesday after next. Of course, this week coming, starting Sunday, we was on here talking about it yesterday, is the revival in Flint, Michigan, with my brother, praise the Lamb of God, Dr. Saunders, praise God, with Noel Jones, Bishop Murphy, Pastor E.L. Branch, and Dr. Murdoch, praise the Lamb of God, Mike Murdoch from Fort Worth, Texas. All will be, praise God, there in Flint, Michigan. Hallelujah. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. And you don't want to miss that. Praise God. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be an awesome time. I will be there. I know at least two nights I will be able to, according to my schedule, be able to make it. I went to a beautiful service last night at the Hartford Memorial Church. Praise God. See, y'all don't know I go to church too. Praise the Lamb to hear the word of God through the man of God, Lance Watson, out of Richmond, Virginia. He is a native, praise the Lamb of God, of Detroit, but and was invited back at Hartford Memorial to enter into revival. Praise God. Last night was the last night of the week, of the revival, and I went myself, praise the Lamb of God, to receive of the Lord. Hallelujah. And guess what the message was, people of God? Hallelujah. There is yet more land to conquer, praise the Lamb of God, that your assignment is not up, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And God went to Joshua when he was 101 years old. He was 101 years old, and God went to Joshua and told Joshua, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, spoke to Joshua and said to him, Joshua, there is yet land for you to conquer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's still land that have not been conquered. There's still territory. There's still dreams that must be fulfilled. There's still promises. Hallelujah. And so I'm saying to you all, be encouraged. Don't get weary in well-doing, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that there is still more that God has in store for you to do. And if he does, then that is still a superimposed supply that he has for your strength, for your mobility. Praise the Lamb of God. There's still favor, hallelujah, that he has reserved for you, that you might, praise the Lamb of God, be able to go forth and do a mighty, mighty work, a mighty, mighty thing. Praise the Lamb. We have a caller already. 818 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Cammy.
Hey, Cammy, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Cammy, you should have a testimony today. That's what you should be calling for.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God is good. Yeah, I know you
should
had...
be telling the people how we prayed, praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How the man of God spoke into your life and told you what God said. And
yes,
it's manifesting. I know it's manifesting now. You need to tell somebody what God is doing.
I am. Yes. You spoke and we prayed about my business. And I do a lot of contracting with the government. And everything has been like really slow. And you told me that it's going to turn around. And that God spoke and say that everything is going to be okay. And that... I'm going to start receiving orders, and I did. I started receiving. I mean, they're coming in, and they're coming in good. So I'm so grateful for that, and I'm thankful. And it came around so fast. It turned around so fast. So thank you
Hallelujah.
So much.
Hallelujah. God destroyed the yoke of bondage there.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lamb of God, she followed the instructions. I'm just telling this as an example, people of God. She followed the instructions of the man of God. Just
Amen.
Like something out the Bible. I've never met Cammy. Praise
yeah.
the Lamb. She called into the show. I was led to tell her to give me some information so I could minister more to her. She inboxed me, gave me the information. We talked. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord revealed to me what the problem was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's bringing it back to me now. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I released the breaker's anointing from here in Detroit to California.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. And that thing, the yoke was broken.
Amen.
God spoke it and said it was broken. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then as we praise God and what have you, the Lord spoke to me and said, tell Cammy, hallelujah, that I have already spoken.
Hey.
Amen. Am I right, Cammy?
Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
Business is coming to her swiftly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That is good.
She on the air testifying today. Praise
yes,
the Lamb
ma'am.
Of God. Hallelujah.
And also,
how could I know these things unless God was speaking through me?
Yeah.
Praise
and
the Lamb
told,
of God. How can I know these things except God was revealing it to me? Hallelujah. Praise
and
the Lamb
told,
of God. The Lord told me a long time ago, hallelujah, that he was going to give me long hands.
Oh,
and my arms would
extend
across nations. Praise the Lamb. I didn't understand what he meant then, but now I do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You told me
oh,
about,
my
you told
goodness.
Me about old customers and that was, you know, going to turn back, and I did. I got a lot of my old customers, and I also had linked up with another huge, so I actually, it's Los Angeles School District, so I'm asking for prayer on that I'm working with someone and hopefully get that account, and that, you know, that'll be a really big account for me. So, you know, so God is good.
My God. My God. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you something. It's some great things going on. Praise
yes.
the Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I told you all that this fast and what have you was going to have Jubilee in it. I
Amen.
Told you all that promises was going to start manifesting things that God see. God said, now let me tell you something, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this without hesitation or reservation as a prophet of God. You can like me. You don't have to like me. You don't have to listen to my voice. But I'm going to tell you stuff that you don't hear sitting in your pew on Sunday morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this now. There's many of us that are doing things that's not of God.
Amen.
There's many of us who are connected to people that's not of God.
Amen.
There's many of us as believers, praise them, that's participating in stuff that God is not pleased with. This is a direct hindrance, praise the Lamb of God, to your blessings. It's a direct hindrance to your deliverance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You need to make up your mind right now that you're going to do things Yahweh's way. Hallelujah. If you want
Amen.
God to bless you continuously and you want to be in this stream of blessings that he is promising now, you better check and do a self-evaluation. Hallelujah. And assess everything around you and say, is it according to the will of God? Praise the Lamb of God. And if it's not, cut it off. Cut them off. Shut them down. Hallelujah. So that your blessings can come forth. And seek the face of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And watch and see what happens. Cammy, I'm so happy for y'all know what to do. How your daughter
Amen.
Doing?
She's doing well. I'm also asking for prayer for that because, you know, with she attends Arizona State, and her and a friend both attend, and she, you know, it's very expensive, and we do all we can as a single parent and also with other monies, but I'm praying for a breakthrough as far as for her tuition. So thank you. Thank you for your prayer, and I know it's already done, and it's a turnaround because that's what God said. So thank
it's
you
already-
so much.
Praise the Lamb of God. Is you in a place where you can stand up?
Yes, sir, I am.
I want you to turn around 7 times. Counterclockwise, not the way the clock turned, the other way.
Oh, hallelujah. 1, 2,
hallelujah. Do what
three,
the prophet's telling you.
4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost, I know you do.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. When you finish, I want you to say, Lord.
Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For turning it around.
For turning it around.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
That you've turned it around.
That you turned it around.
Release to me.
Release to me.
All that I need.
All that I need.
All that my daughter needs.
All that my daughters need.
And the devil owes me.
And the devil owes me. Amen.
Some interest.
Some interest.
And I want every dime.
And I want every dime.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Oh,
it
hallelujah.
Is mine.
It is mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb
thank
of God.
You,
hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I tell you. Boy, 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 boy. I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, boy, that's an awesome, awesome thing God is doing for you there.
Amen.
I'm just for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm so
thank
happy.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, I am, Cammie. Praise God. A lot of people don't believe that God's moving in this season like he's moving. Praise the Lamb of God. But I thank and praise God for all that he's doing in this season. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God for so many. The yoke is being broken. The yoke is being destroyed. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm telling you this right now. Praise the Lamb of God. That it is getting better, people, and not worse. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's getting better and not worse. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, want prayer and want to be prayed over. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm very serious, people, because Prophet Shakespeare wants to help you. I want to help you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be blessed. I want you to walk in joy and happiness and in the overflow of God. But you can't praise the Lamb of God until you decide, hallelujah, that you are going to do things the way God has commanded you to do them. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't be expecting God, hallelujah, to bless you with all of this stuff, and you're not a tither. Praise the
That's
Lamb.
Right.
I'm
That's
you
right.
now. If you can't give God a dime out of every dollar, praise the Lamb of God, then stop begging him. Praise. If you have
Amen.
Not been doing it, then there's a curse placed on you according to the word of God. I don't want it on you. I want to lift it off you even now.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. But if you can't trust God with money, then God can't trust you with it.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, the witch died. Hallelujah. And Jezebel and ran out the back door. If you cannot trust God with your money, then I want you to know he can't trust you with money. And he has declared that there is a curse set upon you because you entered into a covenant with him, praise the Lamb of God, when you were born again and said, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to live by your word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And let no man deceive you, praise the Lamb, that tithes and offering God does not demand from you. He don't just keep giving you and giving you and giving you, and you can't trust, he can't trust you to give it back.
Amen.
He demands this, praise the Lamb of God. And some of us got a yoke around our neck, and we the ones put it around there.
That's right.
We locked it and put the padlock on it. And you can break it today if you can repent. Will a man rob God? You better turn to Malachi. You said, Lord, where have we robbed you? In tithes and offering. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there might be meat in my house. Prove me, he says. Try me. And see, won't I open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you will not have room to receive.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't trust God on that, Then I feel sorry for you. And he tells you, I will rebuke the devourer. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there. Read it, people of God. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Praise whatever is eating up your money, God said, I'll rebuke it for you.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. I will do it. You don't have to do it. I'm going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. If you just be obedient, praise the Lamb of God and do what the Word of God says. Enter into covenant with him today, and you're going to see your blessings flow. Praise the Lamb. You're going to see your blessings flow. You're going to see your blessings flow. The first thing Cammie told me, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, was this. She said, I'm a seed sower, and I paid my tithes. I have given to the kingdom this, that, and another. That was the signal to me that something was wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. She set a signal off in me. I said, if you've done that and things are going bad, that's something wrong. Hallelujah. So I turned on the spiritual searchlight. Hallelujah. Praise and start praying for.
Amen.
And God revealed it. And I'm talking about in a day he broke it. In a day he broke off of God. He's the Lamb of God. And the blessing of the Lord that make us rich and addeth no sorrow has been added unto us. Praise the Lamb of God. I know a lot of people that ain't going to like this show today. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the God. Hallelujah. I love him today. Praise the Lamb. I love him today. We're praying for you, you, and you. Praise God. My daughter is on there. Myrna, I heard you. Praise the Lamb of God. You said you want some prayer today. You want me, Papa, to pray for you. Papa is going to pray for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell people this all the time. Search your home and make sure that there's nothing in your home, hallelujah, that if Jesus walked in the door, he would be displeased with.
Amen.
If it's in there, throw it out. Hello, light bulb, so that your house can be his house. Don't
That's
manipulate,
right.
Don't steal, and don't rob, praise the name of God, in order for finances to come to you.
That's
walk
right.
Walk with integrity, praise the Lamb of God. Walk with integrity. Hallelujah. If you're manipulating people out of money, praise the Lamb. If you're robbing people out of money and things of that nature, then don't expect the blessing of the Lord to flow to you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. God is not a liar. He hates liars. Praise the Lamb of God. A liar will not tarry in my sight. Manipulation is the first cousin to lying. Manipulation is the first cousin to lying. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't have to manipulate one another. Hallelujah. God, praise God today. You're listening to my voice. Praise God. You say, I want to call into that show. Praise the Lamb of God today. I need prayer today. Our intercessors are here standing by. Area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. And you will see, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that when you call in, there is a cue button that you can push one, praise the Lamb, and then I will hear your voice, and we will communicate and things of that nature. I am excited about this show today. This girl, Cammie, you have lit the line up today. You have lit me on fire here, praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you,
I know the word power of God, and I knew... And I know the bondage, praise the Lamb of God, that was over you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I've never seen anything move so fast and work so fast, praise the Lamb. But that's the way God is working in this season, praise the Lamb of God. He's working swiftly, people of God. God ain't moving slow. He's bringing forth his word fast as it can come out of his mouth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, we're going to get ready to pray. I need an intercessor, praise the Lamb of God, push one right quick to lead us in prayer, praise God. Where is my sons and daughters? One of you please push one, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. And don't make me call your names because I will, hallelujah. Let me see who this is here, praise the Lamb. Eric, call, let me see, 708.
God bless you, Prophet.
How are you doing today?
Fine, and you? How are you?
Is that my, that's my brother Brad right there, isn't it, Pastor Brad?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. I got to ask you like the prophet. And how's the wife?
Wife is doing wonderful. Doing
and that, that grandbaby?
Oh, just precious.
You didn't know I was going to go there. See, I done lifted him up now. Praise the Lamb of God. I saw that picture of that baby. I said, Lord, have mercy. I just had another. You know, I have another one, too. And he is huge. I'm going to upload this picture. You're going to say, that is nothing but chicken right there. Praise the Lamb of God. he's thinking of chicken. I think this is a steak. I'm telling you, he is steak. Look at our intercessors. That's going to Prophet Daryl. I see him. Praise the Lamb of God. I think that's Imaginee. I see you. Praise the Lamb. I saw Sister Swan. Hallelujah. But she didn't push one on her dial. I think I saw her number here. Praise the Lamb of God. My granddaughter. Praise the Lord. But we want to enter into prayer today. Praise the Lamb of God. This is our general prayer that we're praying for. Praise the Lamb, our nation. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our society. We're praying for, praise the Lamb, the sick and shut in, those in penal institutions, those that, praise the Lamb of God, that are in convalescent homes. We're praying for our churches, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, our ministries and things of that. And, of course, we're praying for the gathering. We're about to have a gathering, praise the Lamb of God, conference call next week, people of God. So get ready, those that was on the team last year and those that want to volunteer this year. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have a conference call, and that's going to be posted. Praise the Lamb, that those that want to participate, hallelujah, you can participate and be one of those, praise the God, that help us to bring the vision to pass. But it's coming to pass. The Lord keep bugging me, telling me, I am with you. Praise the Lamb of God, and I'm believing it today. Come on, Pastor, lead us to that place today in the name of Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Wonderful King Eternal, we first come to tell you thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for life. We thank you for health, and we thank you for strength. Now, Father, we pray that as the ministry goes on, God, that you will have your way, God.
Yes, God.
God, we pray that you will touch prophet right now, God. God, we pray. We thank you for that rhema word that you're stirring up in his belly right now for your people, God. God, we pray for those that are on the line that are connected with this ministry, PSMI, God. We thank you for their life. We thank you for their ministry right now, God. Now, God, somebody needs you like never before, God.
Amen.
Now, somebody needs you to make a way like never before. God, somebody needs you to open a door like never before. And, God, we know that you can do it, God. You can do it better than man can do it. And God, we trust you and we believe on you, God. Now, God, we lift up our nation to you, God. God, we pray that you would just have your way in our president, in our governors, in our senators, in our U.S. representatives, in the Republicans, in the Democrats, even in the liberals, God. Have your way in them, God. God, touch them like never before, God. God, speak to their heart and speak to their mind, God. God, let them turn back to you, God. God, many of them have left you and went somewhere else, but God, let them turn back to you, God. Let them go back to the Bible on which the United States was founded upon, God. Let them go back to the Logos, to the Rhema word, God, to run this nation, God. God, this nation is running rapid, and God, only you can come in and change it. Only you can come in and turn it back to where it's supposed to be. God, we praise you and we glorify you and we magnify you in all that we say and all that we do, God. God, we lift up our youth to you, God. God, the enemy is trying to wipe out our youth, but we decree and we declare that they shall not die, but they shall live, God. They shall live to do your work. They shall live to obtain your glory. They shall live
Amen.
To do what you have commanded them to do. They shall live and not die, God. We speak life into our young people, God. They shall not be on crack. They shall not be on drugs. They shall not be on the corner selling themselves. They shall not be doing anything that's not in your word, that's not in your will for their life, God. God, we pray that you would just do it for your honor and for your glory, God. God, lift them up, God. Bring them closer to you, God. Bring them closer to you, God. Bring them closer to you, God. We lift up the gathering, God. We know that you already have moved right now, God. We already know that souls are going to be saved. Souls are going to be delivered. Bodies are going to be healed. As soon as they step on the ground, as soon as they step on the place where the hotel, God, as soon as they step, they're going to feel your glory. They're going to feel your presence. Your God, you're going to overtake them even before they get to the gathering, God. And God, we thank you that you're going to meet every need. You're going to meet every need of the gathering. You're going to meet every need that prophet has for this gathering. God, you're even going to meet prophet's needs. God, he's going to have to want for nothing. He's going to have to put his hands to nothing when he gets ready to do this gathering, God. God, you're going to make way. You're going to make provision for this mighty man of God to do what needs to be done, God. God, you set forth this gathering, God. You called it forth, and we know that you're going to do it. We know that you're going to move. We know that you're going to bless. We know that you're going to make ways out of no way. We know that you're going to do whatever that needs to be done, God. God, you're going to touch the heart of the hotel. You're going to touch every part that's attached to this gathering, God. We know that you're going to do it. You're going to have your way like never before, God. And, God, we already know that when we leave this gathering, nobody will never be the same. Nobody will leave there the way they came. They will leave there refreshed. They will leave there revived. They will leave there renewed. They will leave there strengthened. They will leave there like they've been with you, God. God, they're going to know that they've been with you. They're gonna say yes automatically. We won't even have to push them to say it. They're going to say it as soon as they hit the ground because your glory is going to be so strong. Your power is going to be so strong. It's going to overtake them like never before, God. Now, God, we pray that those that call in for prayer on today, God, God, that you would do it, you would move mightily in their lives, God. God, touch finances, touch homes, touch marriages, touch children, touch churches, touch ministries right now, God. God, we pray that you will have your way in our ministries, God. God, we give it back to you, God. Somebody has taken the ministry for themselves, God. And God, I pray that you will touch that person right now, God, and let them know that the ministry is not about them, but it's about you, God. God, we gave God, you're going to do it, God. God, you're going to do it, God. God, you're going to do it, God. God, we need true leaders. We need true apostles. We need true prophets that's going to come in and do what needs to be done, God. God, we love you. God, we praise you. And God, we give you the glory. We give you honor that's due unto you, God. Now, God, have your way. God, we lift up prophet to you, God. Touch him, God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Touch him, God, like never before. Give him what he needs. Do your work, God. And we praise you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you in all that we say and all that we do. This is thy servant's prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful prayer today. Oh, my God. We are in this thing today together, people of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Because we're going to have some yokes and some curses broke off of us today. Praise the Lamb of God. I have Pastor here. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I want to open the mic. Imaginisha, your mic is open. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe that's
good
you.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
All right. Good afternoon. And then Prophet Daryl, is that you?
This is Raphael, Prophet.
Okay, this is Raphael. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, praise the Lamb. The mic's over. But while I have Pastor Brad here, praise the Lamb, I want to share, because he is one of our best biblical, praise the Lamb of God, hermeneutians, should I say, in the way that he does his presentations and things of that nature, pray, along with Dr. Sharla and Carolyn and some others. Praise God. Imagineese is good with the scriptures. She has a real good growing knowledge and revelation of the Bible. So I wanted to just talk, praise the Lamb, again, a little bit about curses. Praise the Lamb of God that is placed upon us. Now listen to me good, people of God, because A lot of people don't know, praise the Lamb of God, that many of us walk in poverty, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, and in lack because even our parents didn't do what God required of them. That's a generational curse, praise the Lamb of God, that has to be broken off, hallelujah, through your covenant relationship with God, praise the Lamb. Pastor Brad, you know, I've been looking at individuals, and I've been looking even at myself, praise God, things that my mother and my father and my grandparents, what they and my grandfather, I vaguely remember on my father's side. My grandfather on my mother was a lay preacher. My mother, praise loved the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Her mother loved the Lord. I've always seen a Bible by my mother's bed and her talking about the Word of God. And my grandmother slept. Her mother slept with the Bible, praise God, because I used to spend the night on the weekends. But she passed too. I was very young, maybe around 7 years old. She passed, praise God. Hallelujah. Or even younger. But I've noticed, praise the Lamb of God, that the blessings, praise God, hallelujah, generational blessings can fall upon us just as generational curses do, praise the Lamb. So what the people of God, hallelujah, need to do is to look at themselves, look back, praise the Lamb, hind the sight, hallelujah, and look back and say, OMG, hallelujah. If my daddy and my mother wasn't lined up with the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, the buck has to stop here. I need to clear this, praise the Lamb of God, and renew a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, and the Word of God, and tell the Lord from here forth, my God, that we're going to live by your word. We're going to live by your way. We're going to live by your will. We belong to you now, praise the Lamb of God. And so when the buck stops at you, praise the Lamb of God, then the blessings start spilling over on your children and your children's children. And that's what you want to happen, praise the Lamb of God. You want the blessings to continue. Now, a lot of the old believers, praise the Lamb of God, didn't believe in tithing. They was taught wrong. They were taught to give dudes. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And I believe God winked at ignorance. I went down to Mississippi. Pastor Brad, you still with me? See? You on mute or something. Praise God. I went to Mississippi, praise the Lamb. And while I was down there in the Jackson area, when my father grew up, the church was right down the street from the home that my grandfather owned, and one of his wives outlived him, so he was still there. Praise God. Hallelujah. She was still there. And we went in there, into the church, looked in the record books, and there was my grandfather's name. And he paid dues every Sunday, 10 cent, 15 cent, 25 cent, this, that, and it never said tithes. I noticed that, praise the Lamb of God. It never said tithes. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. We need to understand, brothers and sisters, the implications and the ramifications that come upon us, hallelujah, when we have not entered into the covenant properly, hallelujah, with the Lord. And a lot of people think, just like marriage, we think, you know, okay, I'm getting married now, so now automatically everything I've done in the past has been forgiven me, when you have not asked for forgiveness and have not repented in your heart to turn to God. You just saying you want to get married because you're in love. Marriage is not an absolute, you know, abolishment of your past and of your sins and of that transpired, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, before you, you know, yeah, praise the Lamb of God, come to the altar. So we have to purge ourselves and cleanse ourselves prayerfully through prayer, this venue of prayer, that God has given us so that we can walk, praise the Lamb of God, in a greater way. Hallelujah. I am here today, praise the Lamb of God, to say, let's look at this so our blessings can flow from a prayer perspective. Imagineese, I want you, praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking to people in Ghana. I'm talking to people in California. I'm talking to people all over the world. I want you, praise the Lamb of God, to really, hallelujah, let's pray today and ask God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to break the yoke of bondage of lack and poverty off of us, because we are willing, praise the Lamb of God, to come in to agreement, praise the Lamb of God, with the covenant rights, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, and that we're willing to give unto God the way that he has asked us to, praise the Lamb of God. That we are willing, praise the Lamb of God, to say, Father, if you bless me, I will be a blessing. If you bless me, I will give that that you asked according to your holy word, and I will, praise the Lamb of God, do what is required of me, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to, hallelujah, seed sowing and this, that, and another. And I believe in my sanctified spirit today, people of God, that if we do this, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to see a greater level of blessings. See, we're supposed to be beyond survival. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. God wants us beyond survival. I will pour you out blessings that you will not have room to receive. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Imagineese, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Come on, lead us in prayer.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you, God, for all that you've done, God, and all that you will do, God. We just bless your holy name on today. We offer you sacrifices of praise, oh God, and we say hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name. When I think of the goodness of you, Jesus, and all that you've done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. So we just bless your name on today. We thank you, oh God, for another opportunity to come boldly to your throne of grace where we might obtain mercy, oh God. So you said, cast our cares upon you, oh God, because you love us, God. So we come today standing in the gap and interceding, God. We intercede, God, first and foremost. We ask for forgiveness, God. We ask you, Lord, that you would forgive us, Father, for not doing the things that you have told us to do, oh God, for the things that we should have said that we did not say, God. We ask that you would forgive us, God, for not pressing into your presence, God, when you have called us into your presence, God. We ask you, God, for forgiveness, God, for our forefathers, God, and we ask for forgiveness, Father, for tithing, God, for them not tithing. Oh, God, we ask you that you would forgive them for that. Forgive us for that, God. Forgive us for not giving, God, when we had it. Forgive us for not giving to the needy when we had it, God. Forgive us for being selfish, God, and for holding materialistic things to our ourselves, God. Forgive us for not being common with one another, God, and not spreading the wealth and for holding it to ourselves, God. We ask you, first and foremost, that you would have mercy upon us, God, that you would look upon us today, God, because many things have been done in ignorance, God. So I ask you, God, that if you would have mercy and forgive us for that, oh God. Forgive us for not tithing like we should. Forgive us for tithing grudgingly, oh God. Forgive us, God, for giving offerings and not wanting to give the offerings, oh God. Please forgive us for that, oh God. You said, come to you, God, with all of our cares, God. So we come before you, God, and we ask you, Father, that you would be merciful upon us, God. You said that you would hear the prayers in this place, God. So I pray today that you would hear us on today, oh God. And I ask you, Father, that you would just give us, Father, the increase, God, so that we can give back to you, oh God. And we come, Father, and we break curses right now, God. But you said that we us, God. We know that the things that we did brought that on us, God. So we ask you, God, that you would just have mercy upon us, God, and rain down blessings, God. You said, test your tithes and offerings, and you would open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, oh God. So I ask you, God, that you would rain down blessings upon your people, God. Send the increase, oh God. We know, God, that there are seasons where we shall reap and sow in the same season, God. So we ask, God, that that would be this season, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, that you would do it now, God. Many of us are in need. We are in lack, God. Mortgages have to be paid, oh God. Bills have to be paid. Tuitions have to be paid, oh God. Medical expenses, God. Prescriptions, God. You know those things that you're...
She kept saying to you, it makes sense that he's the clues now.
Due to technical difficulties, the show will not resume today. It will resume on tomorrow. The technicians at Blog Talk Radio are doing their best to reconnect us so that we can utilize our same operations. Further information will be given out on tomorrow. God bless each of you that support this show and that call in daily to be a part of this show. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. And I ask if you would to remember us in your giving, in your living. Praise the Lamb of God. Always go to psmintl.org. There is a donation button that you can donate, pay your tithes, also, you know, whatever offerings and seeds. Register for our conference coming up November 6th, 7th, and 8th in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois. We love you. We bless you. We're excited about your future, knowing that God is making all of us brand new. God bless.